This is June 2nd, 2022, and it is the regular meeting of the Communications and Technology Committee.
And John Merchant will not be joining us. Linda will be conducting the meeting today.
And this is a meeting that will be held by a Zoom video conference only. You can join the conference by one logging onto, consider finding that as a result of the COVID-19 emergency, meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees, and the meeting is authorized to be held by teleconference pursuant to governance code 54953.
And would you like to have the meeting in?
I want to have the meeting this way.
Okay, so number two, and then on to number three.
Comments from the public. Do we have anybody?
Please raise your hand if you have a comment. We'll take them in an orderly fashion. I don't have any hands raised, Linda.
Okay. The monthly website and social media update.
The update we've all been waiting for. This is our pages hit. No, total pages hit. Compared to last month, we were at 8,908 total page views, down a little bit this month. We did have a spike here on the 25th, I don't know what happened. Number one, that's just our main web page that had the most hits, board of directors. People are paying their bills still. So nothing out of the ordinary at all. Next, again, here's our big hit. These are where our friends are looking at us from. And while I'm always surprised, I just don't know. I don't know. I don't understand why more people in Oregon are looking at us than California. Facebook. Yep, just the same as it always is. Match Marriott is our number one place where folks look at us on our Facebook page. So not nearly as busy as our
website.
As the website, yeah.
Anybody have any questions about this or comments? I'm like Amelia, I'm always curious about why areas are hitting our website that don't seem to be connected to us. But there must be some explanation. I don't know what it is. Is there a way of checking where they're coming from or anything like that?
No, like no. I can't. Okay. I can't say it's all coming from one IP address, but when I see that, like everybody from Oregon, then I think maybe there's a special district up in Oregon that's looking at us and thinking we're so fabulous and they want to see how we're doing things. Cause I certainly look at other districts' websites to see what they're doing.
Right.
So,
nothing else from anybody?
I have no comments.
Okay.
No hands raised.
So let's move on to discussing the Reservoir Information Education Ad Hoc Committee. That committee, which I have been a member of and somewhat directing, has finished their report and has been ready to present to the full board, and will do that on June 15th. It's just been a matter of so many other things of importance that have taken precedence. So that's that.
Any comments? Any public comment? No? No hands raised?
Linda, this is Tom.
Yeah.
Is this something we want to try and bring to the board meeting in June?
That's what I thought we were doing.
Yeah, I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
Given the change in what the June budget, with the change in the budget, the June meeting is a pretty good opportunity to go through this.
Right. Yeah, that's what we were planning.
Okay.
Good. Okay. Put it on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, I've noticed that what people who are doing presentations like this do, they put it on the packet. And I think we should do that with this.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'll put it in the packet.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Directors and staff comments and suggestions. Since it's only us, I actually do have some comments and suggestions about communication. Basically, I think that as far as communicating with the committee or community, we have tried a lot of things, and most of them don't seem to be getting the kind of response that we'd like to have, in the sense of hearing from people in the community other than the next door people. And so I have a few suggestions, and I think that also, Tom, if I can make mention of this, the committee and the consulting group that is working with us for the security issues has also had a lot of good ideas of the way to approach the community. And I think we could use those on any topic, things like meeting with the groups within Rancho Murrieta. One of my suggestions was that we do a couple of things, one at Riverview Park and one at the gazebo at the entrance by Laguna Joaquin, that we can set up tables and have information for people as they come by, drive by, walk by, ride their bicycles by, whatever the case might be. And then the other thing is whenever we have a meeting or an event that we want to share with the community, such as the tree planting event, that we put up our banners in front of the RMA or at the RMA gate and at the Riverview gate, and also in front of the building, the CSD building. I guess that we just have to be really creative about ways to connect with the community, because I'm not sure that they're hearing all I'm sure that they're hearing all the misinformation, but I'm not sure that they're hearing all the correct information. So that was my thought on that. And also I had a question about, Tom, you and I talked about this, about the tree planting and where we're going from here, and could we do it? Could we have another event and try to get the community more involved? There were only two people from the community at the last event.
You know, Linda, that's an interesting topic, because Amelia can tell you that we advertised the volunteer opportunity for planting the trees two Sundays ago for about a month and a half, and put it on Facebook. We talked about it at meetings. We put it, and it was like a full page article in the pipeline, like twice. And we shared information with the RMA.
There was an article at the River Valley Times that she had an article.
So, and again, we put it on our Facebook. We put it on whatever other social media exposure we have. We have Facebook. Do we have a Twitter? We have Twitter, right?
No.
No, we just have Facebook. That's our social media. So we put it on that, and the two volunteers were Linda Butler and another resident from the community who came with Linda. And that was it. Out of 5,800 people, it was you, Linda, and somebody else. And we don't, you know, we don't have a TikTok account. We don't actively participate in the social media activities that are very prevalent at Rancho Murrieta. And I'm not sure what else we can do. I mean, if we'd gotten two more people, we would double the amount of people from Rancho Murrieta participating in that event. You know, it you know, Ken Cooley showed up, the Sacramento Bee photographer showed up, Gail was there. So there was a limited amount of results from quite a bit of outreach on behalf of district staff, the work Amelia did, the work we did with providing information in so many ways, and as advertised under the Sac Tree Foundation. The majority of the volunteers were teenagers and young adults who were doing their they do their volunteer time through the Tree Foundation. And it's pretty interesting that we got such a little turnout from all the work that we did. I don't know what we could have done differently, because we talked about it in public meetings. We talked about it in every way, shape we have available to us. Now, I have reached out to Lauren with the Tree Foundation, who's on vacation until the end of next week, I believe. So I should hear back from he's back. Yeah. About the 14th of June. And so little by little, they're finishing up the plantings. It looks like, you know, they have staff come out from the Tree Foundation about every other day. And they're steadily getting the rest of the trees in the ground. They clearly have got the irrigation running. And we're awaiting the bark that's going to be delivered that we are going to cover the grass up with. So if there's an opportunity for another volunteer event, I'm sure Lauren will reach out to me when he returns from vacation. As far as how the district is able to get the word out, you know, we've used the message board at Rayleigh's for various things. We put banners in front of our building. We put banners in the gatehouses. I'm not as engaged in social media as a lot of people are, but I don't see what more we can do. I mean, obviously you're asking that we maybe set up tables or provide staff to answer questions at specific events or locations, and we can talk about that. We can rearrange people's schedules if that's something they're interested in doing. But other than that, I'm open to suggestion. That's, sorry for the long speech, but that's kind of my thoughts on this.
Well, I'm not being critical. I know what we do. We've done a lot, and we've done, I was specifically talking about the tree event, because I could not get over the number of people that I have spoken to and said, how come you weren't there, you know, or how come did you know about it? And they said, oh, where did you publish it? Because they didn't know. That's just typical of what happens in this community. They know when ETC concerts are, but when it comes to some other things, there isn't much of a response. I was just digging for if there was anything else we could do, and if there was an opportunity to work again on the tree planting, if we could find an additional way to engage the community. It may or may not have any significance or importance, but that's what I was talking about.
No, I agree. I wish we could have gotten the word out to where we had more than two volunteers. But it doesn't
say much from the community, actually.
Yeah, I mean, we like I said, we published it in numerous places that we have the capacity to publish, and
right.
And we can't do anything more than that. We're not going to set up our own TikTok account. And
no, I would not be interested in doing that. Not at all. No, I'm because I also think that there's a limit to the number of people who participate in reading things online. Yes, there's, you know, in the younger community or the younger parts of our community, there's a lot of connection with that, but that's not the whole community. So I'm just trying to come up with some ideas as to how we can get to the rest of the community. And I've worked on the pipeline with Amelia, and I think we do a great job with that, and all the other things that we do, but just searching, trying to figure out how we can get their attention.
Okay. Well, I'll meet with our admin team, and we'll brainstorm, see if we can come up with something else that other than what we've already done.
Maybe something to just try if we do another planting day. Yeah. I mean, maybe it's just the event. Maybe they're just not interested in planting trees. Right.
So. Okay. Well, we'll do some brainstorming internally and
talk. We need a rock band here. All right, that's all I have as far as the committee is concerned.
Okay.
So we shall go with item 7 and adjourn.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you all for coming.
Have a good day.
Bye.